Gold, Central Victoria and Berlin, Take My Breath Away. Coming up to 20 past 8 for you Saturday morning. And at this time every Saturday, we usually have a chat to the lovely Jo Baker from Righteous Pops. And here she be. Hello.
Good morning, Ali. How are you going?
Oh, hang on. Try that again. I had the wrong microphone on.
Good morning, Ali. How are you going?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you. I walk away from the studio for a couple of months and I've completely forgotten how to do this job.
You're not the first that's tried to silence me. Don't worry.
Now, today you've got an email from someone who needs a little bit of assistance with their particular pooch. What's the problem?
Yes, so I'm going to talk a bit in code for mums and dads. We've got an email from Nabal in regards to one of his dogs has inappropriately dispatched one of the chickens to a better land. Mm. And he's got more chickens, so he wants to try and stop this from happening. Now, one of his mates has said to him if he gathers up the sundry and maybe makes the carcass and makes a necklace around the dog's neck, that should stop the dog from going near the chickens again. Now, this is a very interesting thing, and we call this positive punishment. So giving the dog something that the dog doesn't want in order to stop the dog from behaving in that manner again. Now, I've been a big advocate over the years for punishment as well in certain realms, but science has now unequivocally proven that any kind of positive punishment does not work. And in actual fact, what it does is it breaks down your bond with the dog. All that dog is going to understand that you're unpredictable as an owner, that you would do unpleasant thing to the dog, and the dog will most likely not connect the dots between that chicken being dispatched and actually actually never doing it again.
Okay.
What you're better to do, and what science tells us, is that a positive reinforcement approach is best. Now, the problem with chickens and dogs is dogs' eyesight is low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in the wild they chase rabbits, and in our homes they chase balls and have a great time. And chickens can be very quiet and slow moving, and then erratic and all over the shop and flying and fluttering. And so it's very stimulating to the dog's eyes,
sure.
Which then kicks in the drive, and then of course probably the dog just wanted to catch, not do anything inappropriate, but often these things go awry. What I would suggest to Nabao and to anybody that has this situation is two options. There is some things that a qualified trainer could do that could help, but you need a professional who knows what they're doing. In the interim, I would spend a lot of time with my dog and some food reward that they like, sitting on the grass with a lead on, just giving the dog random treats while the chickens are out and around, and desensitizing that situation. So the dog gets used to the chickens being out. You've got an opportunity in that split second to talk to the dog about what you see and what you don't see. And if the dog's not paying attention to you and they're eyeballing the chicken, maybe you need to start a little bit further away from the chooks. But if you do that maybe 5-10 minutes a day over a week or a couple of weeks, that dog will start to just get used to the chickens being there and leave them alone. But if you're not sure, just get in touch with a professional dog trainer and just check their credentials so you know that they've got a qualification, and they will be able to come into your home, show you how to fix the problem, and then that way everybody can coexist and it can be done. It's very easy to be done. But that old adage of the necklace with the carcass, it doesn't work, and all your dog's going to think is, why are you doing this to me?
Mm. Might I ask, in that situation where you're monitoring the dog's behaviour with the dog on the lead and the chook in the vicinity, if the dog does display untoward interest in that chicken and you're right there, Johnny, on the spot, how do you deal with that then, Joe?
Yep, absolutely. So I would have the dog on a lead, and if I saw that the dogs, every time the dog was looking at me, I would give them a treat. I would just mark that behaviour, and it's as easy as just saying yes and giving the dog a treat. So what the dog is learning is, if I put my attention towards my owner, I get positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
If I put my attention towards the chook, I get nothing.
I see.
And the dogs are natural survivalists. If if something's in it for them, they will go for it every time. And you can see if the dog's body is stiffening up and they are totally zoning in on those chickens, you might be a little bit too close. So just increase the distance and then start the activity again. But try and get those treats and that the dog looking at you, and in no time at all, you'll find that the dog will just... The chickens are just a normal part of today.
Fabulous, Joe. Thank you so much. If you've got a question for the dog spot like Nabal just had, you can ask Joe sage advice via the website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Now, before you go, Joe, there are some tin rattlers out across this weekend for Righteous Pups.
There is. We have an amazing 62 volunteers hitting the intersections this week in Bendigo. We've had a tough year this year, financially, as a lot of other charities have. So if you can spare even 20 cents, we would love your help and your support. And just a reminder that our communities thrive on our charities, and there's lots of charities in Bendigo at the moment just struggling just with the economy. So if you can give or fundraise for anybody, please do so. It's a shot in the arm, and just knowing that 62 people are giving up 2 hours today to help us out has been a real shot in the arm for us. So thank you to all our volunteers, and thank you for helping.
If you see the tin shakers for Righteous Pups anywhere at various locations around Bendigo, please, whatever you can spare would be hugely appreciated, because you guys do such an awesome job, Joe.
Thanks, Ali. Thank you so much. And again, thank you to everybody that's helped put this together. We're very grateful.
Thank you. That's Joe Baker from Righteous Pups. We'll see you again next week, huh?
Beautiful.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Ali.
It's 26 past 8. Central Victoria's Gold News is next.